From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The director of the American Central Intelligence Agency, Mike Pompeo, says North Korea is just months away from perfecting its nuclear weapons capabilities.
They are closer now than they were 5 years ago, and I expect they will be closer in 5 months than they are today, absent a global effort to push back against them.
Pompeo told a forum in Washington on Thursday he is deeply worried about the advancing threat from North Korea and the possibility that it could spark a nuclear arms race across East Asia. He said we ought to behave as if we are on the cusp of them achieving that objective. He said when asked about Pyongyang's pursuit of missile technology that could launch a warhead to targets in the United States. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy's office said there will be a special cabinet meeting Saturday to talk about an article of Spain's constitution that gives the government the power to take away some or all of its autonomy. Hours earlier, Catalonia's leader said the Catalan parliament will go forward with a vote on independence if the Spanish government does not engage in dialogue and follows through on its threat to strip the region of its autonomy. Puerto Rico's Governor Ricardo Rosselli met with President Trump on Thursday, asking him for equal treatment for the hurricane-devastated island.
I am confident that with your commitment, with your support, Mr. President, with your team's support, we will be able to come out of this in the long haul, together with Puerto Rico, give the U.S. citizens of Puerto Rico the adequate resources, treat us the same as citizens in Texas, in Florida, and elsewhere. We will come out of this stronger.
This is VOA News. Four opposition-appointed Venezuelan judges have found refuge in Chile to avoid possible prison time. Judge Beatriz Ruiz spoke to reporters at the airport in Santiago Thursday. She said, "All I can say today is that we were forced to abandon our beloved home of Venezuela, but that another nation has embraced us and will protect our freedom." They are among 33 judges appointed by the opposition-led Venezuelan National Assembly in July to challenge the Supreme Court. The opposition says the court is stacked in favor of what they call President Nicolas Maduro's socialist dictatorship. Uganda's Ministry of Health confirmed Thursday that one person has died of Marburg hemorrhagic fever, a close relative of the Ebola virus. Surveillance teams have deployed to the affected district in the eastern part of the country to try to contain the outbreak. Correspondent Halima Athumani reports from Kampala.
Uganda's Ministry of Health says one of the two suspected cases of Marburg virus disease has been confirmed via laboratory tests conducted by the Uganda Virus Research Institute. According to the World Health Organization, Marburg is transmitted via contact with bodily fluids of an infected person or the handling of infected animals. Local media report that the deceased woman's brother was a hunter. The Ministry of Health has dispatched a rapid response team to the Queen District. Uganda is no stranger to viral hemorrhagic fever. The country has battled several outbreaks of Ebola, including an outbreak in 2000 that killed over 200 people. Marburg is named after the town in Germany where it was first identified in 1967, though that outbreak was traced back to infected monkeys brought from Uganda. There is no cure or vaccine available for Marburg. Patients are given supportive treatment to increase their chance of survival. Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kampala.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis said Thursday, that the military is investigating the deaths of four American soldiers in Niger earlier this month at the hands of Islamic jihadists. He told reporters a full investigation is underway into the incident, as is the case any time an American service member is killed, and the military would release any new information it receives in a timely fashion. He said, "We in the Department of Defense like to know what we're talking about before we talk. We do not have all the accurate information yet. We will release it as rapidly as we get it." There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.